Turn with me, if you will, to verse number 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Will you pray with me this morning? Father, thank you again for the reading of your word. God, we pray, Lord, that you give us everything that you intend for us to have this morning. God, would you give us help? Sit down from heaven, Father. I pray, God, for a touch this morning. Lord, that your message would be preached. God, let me get out of the way, Lord, and just be an empty vessel for you this morning. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd send the help, Lord, that we so stand in need of. Help our nation today, Lord. Help our churches today. Help us as Christians today to be bold and to stand up and to stand out for you. God, I thank you so much for everything you've done for us. Thank you for the service so far, the songs. Lord, I just want to say thank you for being so good to me and how good it is to be saved. And we'll ask all these favors and blessings in the precious name of Jesus, I do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Now you might be asking about this verse right here. You're saying, "Preacher, what's the backstory to this? Where's all this coming from? Why is everybody having a fixed side?" And it tells us of a story where they was in the wilderness, right? There's the times that they was going through, and Moses had been leading these people, the children, out, and they'd come to a place, and it tells us that Moses had told them in this verse that there was coming times that they had to pick a side. And they had to pick a side because you know what? They got to where they was trying to serve God, and they was yet still trying to serve the world. And it was catching up to them. It comes to God and lets us know right here that there's a time where me and you, and today is the day that we have to pick a side. Everybody must pick a side. There is no staying neutral. You must pick a side today. You are either going to be on the side of the Lord or you are on the side of His enemies. There are Christians today that they want to be saved, they want to be a Christian, but they still want to hang out in their sins. You know what I'm saying this morning, church? They're trying to make sure we all right this morning. They want to come, and they want to come to this place, but they don't want to give up that place. Y'all hear me? They want to come and hang out with these people, but they don't want to leave them people alive. They still want to be with them. And Moses said, there's come a time when you're going to have to pick a side. You're either on the Lord's side, or you're on the Satan's side, but you're coming, you're going to have to pick a side. These people had come to a place where Moses tells us in the very first of chapter number 32, and it says that Moses went up to a mountain. He was communing with God. He was talking with God about some things. God gave him some things to him. He was right there on some tablets, if you will. Some things to teach the children. And he tells them out there that these people, they got tired of waiting on Moses. And they told Aaron, they said, "We need God to serve. We need something we can see." They said, "Looking at Moses." And they said, "We need something to see." And Aaron said, "You know what?" He said, "Bring me gold. Bring all these earrings and stuff. And I've got a great and good one. What we'll do, we'll put all this together." And Aaron made them a golden calf. What they did. And that's what they wanted. He said, "You can't wait on Moses. He said, don't too long." They had had a godly leader, Brother Aaron, and they could not wait 40 days. It wasn't too many chapters before that Moses had given them the law and told them, "Don't make no graven image. No likeness. Don't do any of that stuff. Stay away from this stuff." Moses had shown the children, "Don't go that way of the world. We are reaching out of Egypt. We're going to the promised land. We're going to a better place. Don't look back on where God brought you from." Amen. But the people showed a lack of faith and a lack of trust in God. They said, "We need something to see. We're going this route." Well, this going back is pretty. And this kind of reminds me this morning. The Lord spoke to me this morning, and he told me, "What would the church do if I was gone for 40 days? What would you do? What if the Lord put me in a hospital somewhere for 40 days? We know that COVID-19 is going on, and I'm not immune to it, no matter what I do. I'd wash my hands, I can wear a mask, and I'm all for everybody taking off the top, but God wants to give that to me. He's going to give it to me." What's God doing in that? I can't go nowhere. I'm in a hospital. I'm doing that. I'm at the house for 14 days. What's going on? What's going on? Who's going to show up? Who's going to still be on the Lord's side? When people miss, I guarantee you there's somebody, I'm not saying there's somebody miss and say, "Well, the truth's going to come with it there." How fast will people turn to the ways of the world? They turn pretty fast right here. It didn't take them long here. He said, "We can't wait on Moses. We need a God that we can serve," and they wanted something
something else to say. You know what? That means the same way right out the door when you hear something else to say. And God is left by a fire by the day, and a fire by the day, and a fire by the night. Remember that in the original Bible? He had already left. He had chosen and praised to that God that they wasn't good enough to do something else. Except we like Moses. I sure remember a lot. We like Moses. But we're tired of that girl. What if the Lord put me off somewhere for a couple of weeks and just said, you know what, I'm going to pull you to the side. I just want you just to pray and just be me and you for a week or two. What's going to happen? Y'all still going to gather and still sing? I think you will. I mean, I'm not casting no stones and didn't say nothing about nobody. I think you still me. But if you don't think the pull of the world is strong, let me tell you something. The pull of the world is strong.
Amen.
It's strong. That's exactly what happened, and I'm going to tell you something. Let me give you three things that come out of this verse to me. Number one, there's got to be a separation in your loyalty to God. There's got to be some loyalty to God. And when you do, or when you are loyal, you better separate those things. And I know people say, well, you challenge separation all the time. That's what the Bible says, separation from the world. He said, you leave all that stuff and leave it behind. Paul wrote to Corinthians, why do you have to get away from these things? Separate yourself. You cannot live for God and still live for the world at the same time. Yes, we have to go out in the world every day. We got jobs. We work. We don't have to fellowship with this world. We don't have to fellowship with it. He said there must be a separation. He said, who's on the Lord's side? He said, we need to separate ourselves. And that separation means that you have to separate us from philosophy, from practices, and things of this world that don't line up with God. No matter what it costs you, you know what it is? It's good something for these people to separate themselves. Sometimes it comes with money. Sometimes it comes with ritual. It comes with people saying all that separation that's necessary. You ever heard this one? It's not bad to just go to church. It doesn't matter where you go to church.
Right.
Oh, it matters where you go to church.
Yeah. Amen.
It doesn't matter where you go to church. You'll never have to hear me tell somebody, oh, just go to church. Just say, just go to church. Just go to church. Get in the right church is what I tell you. You got to be in a church where you can grow, where you can mature, where you're getting fed, where you can be more of God. Just go to church. All that separation is necessary. We're still having church over here, too. Our problem with the church has nothing to separate from us. We're still having church. Let me tell you something. Jesus is not there. I don't know what you have in this church.
That's right. Amen.
And these people did not have church and they were mocked out of God and they got them to the statues. They were serving. And then they tell us something of all these other religions and these statues. They didn't see serving God. They were looking for something else to serve. They want something they can see. This statue will bow to the statue. The Bible says, no, we must bow to God. We will have no money. We got God. We got the cross. These people started making a mockery. They started coming together. They couldn't wait on Moses. The Bible says that they got, let me read this verse and see how far out of hand they got right here. And it says that they made a goat and they said, we will have a feast here. It says, they rose up early, verse 6, early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play, is what the Bible said. And they wouldn't play no games. This wasn't hiding and seek. This wasn't no monopoly. This wasn't no hard games or nothing like that. They started having a feast, and the Bible teaches that they were eating and drinking and all over the place. And I've got to be mindful of that. I don't want to have children, so start using your imagination. They started doing immoral and illicit things, activities.
Right.
You know what I mean? Being slaves to the kids' school too. They started doing things that had no business to do. Things that should take place between a husband and a wife at home. You get where I'm going here. And the other thing is about this stuff too. If you want, the world will. They started doing things they had no business doing out of the world. And the Lord got mad about this. They were calling themselves church, but they wouldn't have a church. Oh, they mind this morning. They're in the church. I'm not calling their name because you might throw somebody to go there. But if this is taken, I know the things they have. They have brought in all the things of the world to try to gather people in it and have church. And when you bring people in the world, you have a church.
That's right. Amen.
That's why you got to separate
them. That's right.
There's got to be something different about you. If everything is not your four walls, imagine everything outside of your four walls in the church.
Right.
They make a mock out of God, what you do.
Amen.
They were playing music and songs that I couldn't believe. And I had to really look up what these songs were. Somebody told me about it, and I kind of heard the song. But you ever know sometimes you might catch yourself? I've done this. I kind of like I'm just sitting there with spiritual hands on me. I'll catch myself thinking songs that bring up a good tune, that's a good beat. And then once you find out what the lyrics are, you're like, oh my goodness, can't believe I'm singing this. What are you talking about? I've done that. I'm not sure that I could have done that before. You don't want to know what music I used to listen to. I'm telling you, I used to listen to stuff that was old or vulgar. I did it. It was wrong to do it. It helped me along with the spiritual. It didn't help me at all. As a matter of fact, I was separated from God. And the bad thing about it was I just let music in my soul at the wrong place. I've been more sitting since I've been saved for a day before I got there. They got away from God. They thought what they were doing was having church. And they went from having church. You can just be mindful, read your Bible. When places start heaping to themselves, when you start seeing them swelling going on, they're only growing and swelling. And they keep these places that you'll see that you'll hear them say, man, it's moving, it's really growing. Our church is on the way to grow. Can God give you churches? Of course He can. Let me tell you something. I know two very powerful men of God. I know my preachers. They got big churches for a lot of people from their churches. Every time you hear or you see a place that's keeping themselves, start watching people going up. If people said in the last day, they'll start keeping themselves. What do you teach? That's that preach. They just want to know they're doing okay, they're doing good, and everything's going to be alright. They don't want to hear about the preaching, they don't want to hear about the sin, they don't want to hear about the church on the wrong, they don't want to be told everything's alright. You're good, you're going to be practicing for it, you're going to be all in love and blessed, everything's going to be okay. That's what they want to hear. They don't want to be told they're sinning. I mean, they're sinning. They won't be told what they're doing wrong. I'm going to tell you, I need to be preached to. I want somebody to tell me what I've done wrong so I can be right.
Amen.
I want to be right with the Lord. That's what being on the Lord's side, being right with God. You ain't going to be on the Lord's side if you're not also right with God. There needs to be a separation in this world here. Separation shows that we'll be devoted to God. But if we fail to separate, you best mark this down right here. If we fail to separate, if you know to go to God and you're still hanging out in the world, you know what that makes us? It makes us cowards.
Right.
That's exactly what it makes. It makes that we feel more comfortable hanging out with the crap that's owed God than it does from hanging out with God.
Amen.
People that want to go to church and get on everybody with something big and young, they want to just mess with the crowd. Well, we don't want to stand that. Moses told them there's something you're going to have to do. He said, you've got to go separate yourself. And not only the separation of loyalty, look at the next one, the declaration of loyalty. He said, who's on the Lord's side? Let's see his tongue out. He said, you've got to do something. He said, let them know which side you're on. Let them know that you're going with God. And now, if that's something that they can only be interested in your secret thoughts, you know, people say, well, I'll be there on Sunday, but I'm not going to know Jesus. I'll open the Bible while we're all here together, and then take clothes when I'm not standing in the car for the rest of the week. I'll have to pray on Sunday about the things, but I'll pick back up for prayer time until Wednesday night when we have the church here. That's what going to be a Christian is. And living for God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Amen.
Not how many days in a day, put all those things together, that's all we'll take to live for God. Living for God. He said, who's on the Lord's side? There's a declaration there. It's terrible right there. We must be declared God. And you know what Moses did? He said, I want y'all to come out front. And you of all the people. Let everybody see it. And what we're saying right here, this is where it separates what they used to say, the boy from the man. Who's going to come out here on the Lord's side? Who's not going towards the way of the world? Who's not enjoying these pleasures of sin? Who still loves God? Who wants to serve God? Who's going to have faith in the way of truth? Who wants to come to church and worship? Places today, they call themselves worshiping, and they've changed everything to dim all the lights, to make it dark, to put one light on, they use fog machines. But where's all that for? You know, I expect to see something like that if I'm going to a play or something like that, or an entertainment venue. I expect to see something like that. But not a church.
Right.
I was every night in the house alone.
Amen.
When I come, doctor said this is death. And if you don't think he'll try to slither his way in here, he'll do.
Right.
If you don't think, if you don't think that he'll try to come in your house, you better be careful about it. Don't think you know the world, don't think you win the death. Don't think he's hard over the world. You know, I don't know what he can do. Who else is teaching my God? Who cares if you look crazy? Do it anyway. Open that door, kick your leg out, tell him to get out. Who's on the Lord's side? Moses said, we need nothing. He said, I don't know who's going to stand. And you know what? Don't worry about how everybody looks at you, what you say. And you know what? If you're the only one that has to stand, just do it to God.
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes we have to stand, Lord. And I see Moses was prepared. You know what, Lord, this Lord was so mad, he said, I mean what I'm saying. He said, get me, boy, this first lady. He said, let the person die quickly on the way that God committed him. They had made him a holy calf, and had worshipped it, and had sacrificed everything and said, these be not God, O Israel, have we have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people.
Amen.
You're just burned with oxen, so they were there when fight against the land of Egypt. He said, that's what these people said. He said, that's what you're doing. Now therefore, let me alone that my wrath may wax hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. You know what he's telling Moses? What the Lord tell you? He said, I'll go in there and I'll kill every one of them, and I'll make a great nation of you because you're doing right. And I know if nobody else, and I believe Moses was prepared that day, there is nobody else stood up and have the Lord's side. Moses said, I'll take off Satan to
you. Amen.
What a preacher they had right here. Look what he did. And you know what happened when the Lord said that? The Lord was going to kill his people. You know what he said? What Moses said? Moses said, look what he said. Moses stopped the Lord his God and said, Lord, why did thou wrath my God against thy people as that brought forth? I have planned to be with great power over my hand. And this is where he said that everything we turn against him. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for issues you bring them out, to slay them in the mountains, to consume them and take the earth? Turn from the rear, turn from my fierce back. Repent of this evil against thy people. And Moses right there, did they come out and did the same thing we got? This Moses was asking the Lord, we're going to change his mind, God. Please change his mind. The Lord might have ever had a sin. He didn't have to be able to see it. He said, please change his mind. He said, don't let these people be a word against you that they can say, you have no gift, they will come to Abraham about how his seed will be blessed and you'll be multiplying and you'll have inherit the land and all these people will go through this. They'll use that against you and that's the reason for not coming to you. Moses said, please, Lord, turn away from your wrath. The Bible says in verse 14, the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do with his people. He changed his mind. And this is where it gets good. Look at this right here. Boy, I'd love to have many times like this. I believe I got one thing. He said, and Moses turned and went down to the mount and the two tables of the testimony were in his hand. The table of the work on both their sides and on the side of the other were laid ready. The table for the work of God around the heavenly chapter, whatever they were going to give him a word. And Moses said, Lord, you don't have to worry about it. He said, I'm going to have it. And he said right here, when Joshua heard the voice of the people, they shouted and said to Moses, there's a war of noise in the camp. He said, it's not the voice of them that shout and master, it is the voice of them that cry for being overcome. The noise of them sing out of here. And it came to pass, as soon as he came down into the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses hanging the wax hot, and cast the table out of his hand and broke it. He said, I've been in the people for 40 days to go to meet with God, hear a word from God, try to think what I'm going to say. He said, I can't believe for 40 days to go turn to the ways of the world. He said, they were dancing. He said, they were partying. They were doing all these things. And instead, he took the calf which they had made, and he burned it to fire, and drank it to powder, and strawed it upon the water. And look at this right here. Not only did he break this calf and throw it in there, and he ground it up in the powder, but look at this right here. He said, strawed it upon water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. He said, there's some fear in your life, and you're going to get it right today. He said, if you're going to follow me, you're going to do things God's way. There was no compromising with Moses. I appreciate Moses with this thing.
Amen.
He said, there was no compromising with Moses. I like that verse. It was a good one, he thought. And he said right there, look what he did right here. He took the calf and burned it, and told him to send it to Aaron. What is this table unto me, and thou hast brought so great a sin upon me? And here comes Aaron trying to make excuses. He's trying to make excuses. Let my neighbor not go away hot. Thou knowest the people, they are set on mischief. Aaron said, you know how these people are. I tried to tell them, Moses, but they don't listen. Aaron, what is that lady saying? I'll take the test, and he's trying to turn it over to the people. What is Moses? And he's right here, Aaron. He was Moses' mouthpiece. What the Bible tells us. He was the one who talked to the people, and then turned it over to the people. Moses, you know how this church is. They're a bunch of misfits. They don't do nothing right. I told you, they might have went to AAA. They ain't going to quit drinking. They might have went to rehab. They ain't going to quit doing drugs. They ain't going to quit making the wrong mistakes in the world. They ain't going to keep making bad things. Moses, you know these people. They're full of this shit. But
Deuteronomy chapter number 9 says that the Lord was mad at Aaron. He goes into detail about this story. Go and read that Deuteronomy 9. I'm going to read it off the same time. Deuteronomy 9, here's more of the story of what's going on right here. The Lord was mad about these things. And Moses, if they got to where he's at right here, don't want to send it up to Aaron, but what's that send up to the church? And Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron made them naked and their shame on their hands. Then Moses stood at the gate of the camp, and you know what he had to say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What's the world and what they're going? I mean, I'm reminded of what they're making is not the things they're doing. Y'all remember when we had, I believe it was a couple of years ago, I don't know how many of you, we had the Perry's here singing. Perry's here singing. Great gospel group. Love the Lord. I appreciate the way they sing, the testimony. They like to testify while they're singing. Well, they're here, and me and Nicole, we stayed behind and we were talking to Miss Libby. You remember that? And she's talking about things. We were talking about places they go. And she said, you would not believe how church has changed in some people. She said, we have went into some churches, and this was people singing up in the choir. Said, hardly had any clothes on at all. She said, I couldn't believe it. And look, I'm not here today to tell you everybody here must wear a suit. I'm not here to tell you today everybody must wear a lady must wear a dress, everybody must wear a suit. But come fully clothed, friends.
Amen.
Come fully. Just wear your best. Wear your best is. Whatever it is. Well, bring some of myself might be 30 today. Whatever, we can get a dress. Bring up my hand with a same dress by something that wasn't wearing. Still matter. Just come presentable to the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not going to say you got to wear this, you got to wear that. Just come to the Father. I've even heard some people say, I didn't know if I was going to church or if I was going down to the beach. I couldn't believe that. A preacher tell me that. Just cover up. Men, cover up. Women, cover up. Because you know why? Because we all got eyes. And anybody that says they ain't never looked, they probably tell the truth. Ladies, don't tell me that. Don't tell me you ain't been no good looking men walking down the road. At the mall, at the grocery store. Men, don't tell me you ain't never been no pretty woman when you go with their Chick-fil-A line or something like that. We all have eyes and we all see. But it's my job.
Amen.
Because the Lord wants me to come this way out here, this way out. And I know that that's such wrong. And I don't want to be a part of this. That hurts me spiritually. If I don't control lust, and lust of all kinds, not just, not just lust after a God that says, but the Bible talks about lust as having evil desires towards something. Right? It's more than just the reflection of another person.
Right.
There's a lot of people that struggle with this lust, avoiding something. Cars, jobs, things like that, homes. We lust over more than just a human being.
Right.
We need to get that under control. Well, Brandon, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just pop my eyeballs out? I don't believe you're supposed to pop your eyeballs out. Let the Lord tell you to do it, but I don't tell you to do it. I tell you what you can do. You can learn to pray. You can learn to turn away.
Right.
You can learn to look down. My mom always told me it's good to look somebody in the eyes when you're talking to them. It's good to look somebody in the eyes when you're talking to them. Show respect. He said there was a declaration here. He said, come on now. Separate. Let them know what you're saying. Don't be afraid to tell them what you're saying.
you're going to stand for the Lord. It's going to be by your side. Last one, the association of disloyalty. It said in all the Levites. What does it say? Let me just read it. I'm going to mess up. It said in verse 26, and all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Ain't it good if we can be around other church people? When we associate with them, not people who are brothers on the Bible. When you come together with the church is important. That's why the Bible says not forsaking the assembly of yourselves together. I know people say that. It's not supposed to encourage you, but that's something, right? But that's something. And Jesus is talking about it. We need encouragement. We need church. There's great strength in church. There's unity in church. There's great power in church.
Amen.
In association, we all come together with Christian brothers and sisters. What does that mean? Y'all grow up. A real national thing that everyone that means, huh? But if we can pray about anything, we can get rid of our prayer. We're here to worship God. We're here to spread praise to the Lord. Who are you associated with today? All the children of Levi said, the sons of Levi said, they gathered themselves up. I believe that they took part in this sin. I believe that when they took the stand of God and the Lord's side, that they turned from their evil way and turned to the Lord. And not only did they receive forgiveness, but look at verse 29. For Moses has said, consecrate yourselves today for the Lord. Even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a what? Blessing. So that was forgiveness when they decided to be on the Lord's side. They found Brother Aaron's blessings.
Amen.
That's what the blessings was. The blessings wasn't in the party. The blessings wasn't in the drinking. The blessings wasn't in the eating. The blessings wasn't in the negative. The blessings was when they chose to stand in the Lord.
Right.
That's what was it.
Amen.
Moses, who's on the Lord's? So I wrote these things down. We'll give you this one. To be on the Lord's side, the people must own their allegiance publicly. Teaching us that, right? They must publicly profess. I love to hear people stand up and testify to the Lord. They must have an open union with the church, right? How do you have an open union with the church? By boldly rebuking sin, by testifying the truth, by not conforming to the world, but conforming to Jesus. And must be willing, this is the one that gets people, must be willing to be in the minority. A lot of times we want to follow the crowd. Let me tell you something, that crowd leads you straight to heaven. The Bible teaches that the Lord always used a remnant. A small remnant. I'm always reminded, Brother Merle, when I think about the minority, about, remember when Caleb and Joshua, they went out to inspect the fruit of the land of the giants. And they sent 12 back. And 10 come back and said, yeah, there's a lot going on over there. He said, there's armies over there. He said, there's giants over there. Send them destroy us if we go over there. We're going back to them. They've got great walls, big cities. They're ready for anything that comes their way. Caleb and Joshua. They didn't come back. 10 doesn't say, no, we can't go over there. My spirit, let us not. Let's stay on here. Let's find another place to go to. We don't want to go to that place. Okay, the doctor goes straight in there and says, boy, let's take them. I already got them. They ain't like to be, but they be. God be.
Amen.
Said, we got the Lord on our side. Let's go over there and let's show these people what God can do. Let's stand with the strength of God. Let's stand. And we're telling them we're going to be on the Lord's side. Let's go over there. We're going to eat of that strength. We're going to dwell in that land. And we're going to have the blessings of the Lord because the Lord said we can do it. We're going to trust the Lord and follow Him. Two of them said that. Minority. You better be willing to be a minority today. When people tell you all that they can afford, if you have a King James Bible, you can afford it. Oh, you ain't got a teacher here to sing in them old hymns. Oh, you need to get with the same time. Here's the program. We're singing here to study. It's the same hymn, the same hymn, the same language.
Amen.
But you know, he was reminded, I love the old hymns. I love what they did. I talked to a lady for this week. I've invited her to church and talked to her. She's trying to get back in church. She said, you know what? I've been to other churches. And she said, I just can't get away. And this is what she said. for my whole life. She said, you just can't make that. It's not even going to charge for a while. She said, you remember, she said, Donna, you remember that song, Spring Wide, The Gates, I'm coming home? She said, oh, my goodness, Mr. Rock, Mr. Rock, I ain't been a church for a while. She said, I love that song. She started reminding me. You know what, I did a couple of times singing that song. Spring Wide, The Gates, I'm coming home. I can't sing it, but don't we all try? I was singing it, and I said, well, then she just reminded me. You know what, the way that the world might be doing on this new thing. Save God. Save God. My Bible says in Matthew chapter number 7 when Jesus said, many are going the wrong way. Few find eternal life. Few patience. But well, it's not the way of the world. But the way the world is going that way, you know what? It don't matter who tells you that. It don't matter if me as the president of the United States one day says, we're all going this way, we're all going to this church to do it this way. I'm going to save God. I'll stay in the way of the Lord because I'm on the Lord's side. Whatever God tells me to do is what I'm going to do. One day that might lead me to go to jail. What you going to do one day when I'm preaching out against sin and somebody comes in and says you can't do it no more? We're taking the sin. I'll be about to die. You know, I hear you. I tell you what, I hope y'all come and gather at the altar and pray that the Lord shake the walls down in the jail. Can you do it? I believe you can. That's what you can say if you don't believe it. This people started praying and an earthquake. I scared people today, but we were in church. And we were watching, we were praying, and an earthquake hit. How do you understand how to care? We can see the power of the Lord. Pray, church. We just need to pray. Pray that we'll stay on the Lord's side. To be on the Lord's side takes some things. To be on the Lord's side means to give first place to God. I believe the word says, my brother, love you with all my heart, all my mind. To love the Lord, give him first place in your life. Be on the Lord's side. We're going to say this with the other week or the next week. I just like to stand and say, it's good to be saved. It's good to be church. Lord, you're a good to me. I'm not coming to the presence. He's been good to me today. Always. He's given me shelter. He's given me clothes. He's given me food. He's given me everything. I will admit it.
Amen.
To devote our life to Him is what being on the Lord's side is. It's not just being in church on Sundays and Wednesdays, but focus that too. Kind of goes back to that declaration, you know, where people say, we're on the Lord's side, we'll be with the Lord. Where are they at? Where are they all at today? Why do none of the churches that are really honing in on trying to be with God over here? Where are the people at this morning? Where are they at? Are they going to church? They ain't going to church. They're going to church on Sunday. Where are they at in their Bibles? Where are they at singing? Where are they at on workdays? Where are they at? What's going on here? I thought they loved the Lord. I thought they loved the church. Where are they at? I understand things come up, and I'm not throwing those stones. But we're on the Lord's side. We need to be showing every day of our life. So I'll end with this right here. Why should we be on the Lord's side? Because it's the side of truth, righteousness. It's the happy side. I just said it comes to blessings. It's the safe side. He shepherds me, Brother Aaron. Under the shadow of His wings is where I like to be. And lastly, why should we be on the Lord's side? Why should we stand up for the Lord? Why should we know the way that the Lord wants us to? Because of all He's done for us. Our good existence. Have you thought about it today? What the Lord has done for you? Sometimes I just like sitting well sometimes. I don't know what the Lord's done for me, and I don't even know what it is. Our doors are open. David has kept me safe. David has kept me from you. You don't know what the Lord has kept me from. You don't know what's going on in the heart of 5 years, the home of 5 years. You don't know. All the things He's done for me. I will praise. For all He's done, I will lift my hands and thank you. For all He's done, I will lift my life to please. I don't even know if that's the right words or not, but those words are so good, isn't it? For all He's done, I love the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Let's all say, this Lord, can you come play something this morning? I want to know it, man. Who's on the Lord's side? Are you with the Lord this morning? There is no mystery out here. Oh, no, that's the word. Don't be mystery. Don't be mystery this morning. You can't be. You got to be the God. What side are you going to be on? Are you coming with me?
I'm like Moses this morning. I want to know, as your preacher this morning, who's on the Lord's side? What side are you on today? What side are you going to be on tomorrow? When that crowd comes. Says, oh, you don't have to go to church. Just read your Bible. You don't have to go to church. Just pray. But I'm going to be the first one to publicly tell you that if I did not go to church, my Bible reading would quit. If I don't go to church, I won't pray like I'm supposed to. If I don't go to church, I won't live the life of the Lord like I'm supposed to. Who's on the Lord's side this morning? Maybe you've been faced with some things this week that's trying to pull you away from God. Would you bring it to God? You just play with your own heart, Lord. Maybe you know somebody that is fighting with this world. And the world's got a grip on. Would you come and pray for them this morning? Would you come and lift their name up to the Lord and say, God, just help them. You know the battle that they're going through today. Or maybe you need to come and pray today and you make up your mind that you're on the Lord's side. And you want to have strength. You want to have boldness to keep going for the Lord. People tell you to quit. People tell you it ain't important. I love many kids coming along for this morning. Somebody's going to pray for them. They're going to the Lord's side. Father, today, it's up to us to set the example. Grandma, Grandpa, that's what you said today. Are we on the Lord's side today? What side are you on? James says, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy to God. You ain't going to serve both. God says, you can't serve God and mammon too. Which one do I do? Where are you going to be at today? Oh, I'm a lawyer first. I've been a friend of both. I've been a friend of wife. I've been a friend of mother. I've been a friend of father. I'm loyal. I've been faithful to my brothers and my sisters. I've been faithful to my children. But have you been loyal to God? What about your loyalty? You're all here at church today, so that's a good start to the day. But where are you going to go when you leave here? To them, but I know they'll just tell me to know. I know they'll just tell me no. Ask them anyway, go to church. When the Lord opens the door for testimony, you're going to give your testimony. We are the Lord's. I'm thankful for an earthly day that I got. But I sure am thankful for my Heavenly Father, Lord. Father, correct me. Bless me. That won't be in your life. What about you today? Where did you go? Only you know this. If there was any part of the message that hit home this morning, I promise you, I ain't been stalking you and I ain't investigating your life. It might just be the Holy Ghost that got your number in you. God corrects me this morning. He corrects me all the time. Every time I open the Bible, it convicts me. We all still have flesh. It's just getting things right with the Lord this morning. Whatever you need, I'm going to meet your needs. Thank you for being here this morning. Please don't forget, come back tonight at 6 p.m. church service. Be praying for one another. If you can't come back tonight at 6, please come back Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. The church, also, and I have been forgetting to do this, and I'm not going to bring them up front because I know that she's pretty shy. But a couple of Wednesday nights ago, Brother Tim and Miss Lisa Hornish, they joined our church to be a part of our family. And I told them, they talked to me about wanting to join, and I said, that'd be great. I said, when do you want to join? And they said, well, what about a Sunday night? Well, I said, you join any night you want to. I said, don't matter. Whatever night you want to join. And so I know that a lot of people might know, but they joined in fellowship with us a couple of weeks ago, and we sure appreciate that. So just let them know that you're a part of their family, a part of our family, and I'm glad that we are a part of the family, and I'm thankful for what the Lord's doing. But I forget that sometimes, so I just wanted to let everybody know. I thought about that this morning. So make sure you welcome them in. Also, tonight, 6 o'clock, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, be praying for one another. Anybody you notice that's not here, pray for them. Check on them as I do too. If you want to send somebody out a card, please don't forget that. I know I've been forgetting to give that out. Make sure you get with Miss Dolores. Please give her the name and the address. The name ain't going to do no good without address. Please get with her if you want to send out a card. She sends that out and just sends the most precious cards I've ever seen in my life, Miss Dolores does. And I appreciate that ministry, Miss Dolores. But get her that information and kind of give her a heads up what it needs. Maybe somebody's sick, somebody's out of church, whatever it is, let them know. And I notice she puts great scripture in there too, and I just appreciate what she's doing. But thank you for being here today. If you need us, please call us, text us, whatever we can do. Please be safe today. If you're sick, please stay home. If you know people that are sick, please call and check on them. Make sure you take care of yourself, wash your hands, do what you need to do to stay safe, because I don't want anybody sick in our church.
Amen.
Because if you get sick, I can't come to the hospital and see you. They ain't letting no visitors. So stay safe. I'd pray for you. I do that anyway. I love you, church. I'd like to give every one of you a flyer this morning. Just let you know I love you very much and so thankful for you. Anything else on your heart before we dismiss? Yes. Pray for them. The Lewis family there, some of them. Hey man, let's give the Lord a hand clap for that. What a blessing that is. 4 months seizure free. We're thankful for that, Miss Paula.